you for joining World Outreach Conference Center, where we believe that one word from God can revolutionize your life. We pray that as you listen, you will gain a new dimension of faith and hope that will arise to obtain the purpose God has for you. Be blessed.
The system and the structure of the kingdom, but today we're talking about the it factor. I was looking at the Ebony magazine and they had an article in it, and it was called the it factor. Women that are born gifted and have talents, abilities, capabilities, and giftings, and they develop what they have to such an extent that the world takes notice, that the world will applaud their achievements and their accomplishments. I did not read the entire article, but as I thought about the it factor, somebody say the it factor. The Lord began to deal with me and talk to me about the it factor in the kingdom of God. I need you to get your pencils and your paper. I know you think that the it factor, in order to be in the kingdom of God or to work in the kingdom of God, that you must be good looking and very talented and extremely and full of gifts and talents and abilities and capabilities. But that is not so. When you think about the people that God has chosen to work in ministry and chosen from Genesis to Revelation, God always chooses people that don't know anything. He always chooses people that just want to serve God. He usually chooses people that don't want to do what God has told them to do, but because of their love for God, they begin to knuckle down and do what thus saith the Lord. And so as I begin to ponder on the it factor, somebody say it factor. The Lord began to deal with me. He said, go to Webster Dictionary and find out what it means. And here's the definition of it. It says, that which answers exactly to what one is looking for. That which answers exactly to what one is looking for, number one. Indefinable or definable quality by which one carries it out, number two. Number three, a magnetic personality. And number four, the player chosen to oppose and win over everyone. But let me go back to kind of turn this sound down just a tad. Let me go back to the first definition. That which answers what one is looking for, or that which answers exactly. I need you to put down exactly what one is looking for. When I thought about the it factor and I thought about the definition of it, I begin to think that must mean that all human beings have the it factor, which means that everybody on the face of the earth has something that will answer to someone else. You have a man that has medical abilities and he answers to the sick. And then you have a man that has architectural abilities and he answers to buildings and codes. And then you have someone that has a cooking ability and he answers to the restaurant. So everyone on the face of the earth has the it factor. Somebody say the it factor. Let me give you the definition again, because I'm going to give it to you the entire sermon. That which answers exactly to what one is looking for. If you go to Genesis, the first chapter, 26-27, it says, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, that man may have dominion and authority over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the beast of the field. Let us make a man like us. So what is God saying? He says, I am looking for a man to live on earth and to answer what we are looking for. What are we looking for, Holy Ghost? What are we looking for, God the Father? What are we looking for, Jesus Christ the Son? I am looking for men and women to dominate, to take control, to subdue everything on earth. That's as well as we dominate and take control of everything in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now listen to me. That is general domination. Write it down, general domination. General domination means all men were chosen to imitate God. All men were chosen to dominate their own domain. All men were chosen to subdue everything around them. But God has another phase to domination. He has another phase to the it factor. The second phase is that you have a private life. You have a intimate life. You have a life that is full of aspirations and achievements and dreams. And what God is saying is this. He said, I have given you the it factor not just to fulfill general domination, but I've given you the it factor to fulfill the private, the intimate, the achievements, and the accomplishments that are on the inside of you that you need to accomplish. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is called to answer exactly what God is looking for. But let me take it to another level. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is called to answer exactly what someone else is looking for. So which means that we all have the it factor and we all have something to Does that make sense? Turn to your neighbor and say the it factor. Now, let me give you another level of the it factor. Sometimes God will put in you the it factor, and what is in you, it will be hidden from you. And he will hide it until he needs it. Let me explain what I am saying. God will have talents and abilities and capabilities and resources in you, and it will be considered the it factor, and you will not even know it is in you until someone needs the answer in you and they come looking for the answer in you. And when they come looking for the answer in you, you have it because you have it. Secondly, God will put the it factor in you. He will hide it, and then he will come back to get it. And when he comes back to get it, he expects for you to have it, hello somebody, and to be profitable and productive with it. And when he comes back to get it, he understands that you have it because he has given you it. Does that make sense? Somebody say the it factor. Say it again. The it factor. This is going to be what we call a provoking message. You can write this down. God comes looking for it. He comes looking for it because he has given you it. And he gives you it ahead of time so that you can answer in time what you need. Does that make sense? God gives you it ahead of time, and he gives you it ahead of time, outside of time, so that when you are faced with a problem in time, you have it within you to solve or to answer the problem, hello somebody, that you are looking to solve. So what God has done, he has put it in you before time. He wants you to develop the it in you in time because he understands that in time you are going to be faced with problems and situations and all kinds of dilemmas. And every problem and situation and dilemma that you are faced with, some of you are foolish and saying you don't have the answer, and God is saying you are a lie because I put it in you before time. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. Answer. Somebody say answer. Say it again, answer. How many of you ever had a problem and didn't think you had the answer and didn't think you had the wherewithal to solve it? And when push came to shove, you solved it. And when nobody lend you the money, you solved it. And when nobody do what you asked them to do, you solved it. And when nobody pets you, hello, you solved it. And when nobody agreed with your ideas, you solved it. That's what it is when I say the it factor. See, the it factor is so serious because it is not only given to you to answer what faces you, it is given to you to answer what faces other people. Does that make sense? So that means that when we come together, all of us have an answer for other people. And when other people come into our life, they have an answer for us, because all of us have the it factor. The only thing about the it factor is this: if you don't develop it, if you don't nurture it, if you don't cherish it, if you're lazy about it, if you're unconcerned about it, if you're passive and lackadaisical about it, even though God has given you it, it will not function in you, for you, and through you, because you have not developed. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. Somebody say it. Go to Jeremiah. I actually didn't think it would be this many people in church today because of the weather, because I know how black folk are. They said this is going to be the hottest day of the year. Junior, you don't have to put your clothes out today. Jeremiah, the first chapter. And this message, because today I am getting ready to install a one pastor and two elders in the Milwaukee church. And God asked me a question. He said, how many people in your congregation can you turn your church over to and walk away? How many elders do you have trust in that they can continue the work and you will not be concerned with the work? How many deacons, how many lay members, how many evangelists, how many prayer warriors can you trust without being there and taking them by the hand? Because today is a pivotal day for me, because today I completed my assignment. My question to you is this: you had it and you didn't complete it, and now you're wanting God to give you it. Why are you asking God for it and you had it, you didn't complete it? Jeremiah, the first chapter, fourth verse. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, because I am with thee to deliver thee. Now go down to the 17th verse. Now therefore gird up thy loins, and arise and speak unto all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I've made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, against the people thereof. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. This is a classic example of the it factor. He walks up to Jeremiah, which is 17 years old, and he says, Jeremiah, I gave you it. He said, I put on the inside of you the ability to be a prophet to the nations. He said, I have blessed you before you were in your mother's womb, and I gave you every talent, every ability, every capability, every resource that you need to do what I am asking you to do today. Jeremiah, I have given you it. Now, Jeremiah stands back, and he is astounded at the enormity of the assignment. And he says, oh, Lord God, I'm a child. I can't. He says, shut up. Don't you dare tell me that you are a child. Don't you dare tell me that you cannot perform what I have told you to perform. Didn't I tell you I gave you it before you were in your mother's womb? Didn't I tell you that I put it there for you to do? Did you hear what I said? He said, Jeremiah, say not to me that I am a child. Say not to me that you can't do it. He said, the reason why I'm telling you you can do it, because I gave it to you. I put it in you before your mother met your father, your grandfather met your... That's what the it factor is. The it factor is this. God gives you everything you need to complete every assignment. God gives you everything you need to solve every problem. God gives you everything you need to meet every circumstance. God gives you everything you need to meet every situation. Just hear me real good. And when you cannot perform, when you cannot achieve, when you cannot accomplish what God has spoken and what God has said that you should perform and accomplish, then God judges you. Notice what he says to Jeremiah. He said, I put it in you. I want you to use it to do what I tell you to do. And if you refuse to use it, he said, I am going to make you look foolish in front of people. I am going to confound. You know what that means? That means people are going to walk past you and call you a failure. They're going to look in your life, and they're going to see that you have not used what you are supposed to be using. They're going to look at your character. They're going to look at your assignments. They're going to look at your material. They're going to look at your talents and your abilities and your capabilities. And because you have not bothered to nurture it, you have not bothered to master it, you have not bothered to use it for the glory of the kingdom and for the glory of the earthly kingdom, he said, I'm going to make you look stupid in front of people. How many times has stupidity taken over your life? How many times have you had the goods, but because of your lackadaisical attitude, because of your laziness, because of your self-love for yourself, have you looked stupid? Tell your neighbor the it factor. Tell another neighbor the it factor. Now write this down. Jeremiah has a choice to use what God gives them. Notice what God says. 17th verse. She said, now therefore, gird up thy loins and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before thee. Now, whoa, hold on. For those of you that think that God gonna make you do something, for those of you that think that God is gonna magically stir up your pot of talents, stir up your pot of abilities, stir up your pot of capabilities, God just gonna anoint you. You sitting on your behind doing nothing. No! He says, I put it in you. I expect you to understand that I put it in you. And when I give you the assignment for what I put in you, I expect you to begin to work what I put in you. And if you don't work what I put in you, then I will judge you. I will judge you with failure. I will judge you with defeat. I will judge you by making you look stupid in front of your peers. I will judge you by allowing you to stand still. The it factor will promote and demote you. The it factor will anoint and de-anoint you. The it factor will put money in your pocket and take money out of your pocket. The it factor will make the difference between success and failure, because it is the it factor that God has given you before the foundation of the world to answer exactly what you are looking for. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. Somebody say it. Say it again, it. No. Let me give you, and I'm not going to be before you long, because we have to install these people. Listen to this real good. If the it factor answers exactly what one is looking for, it means that God has placed in you, before your mother met your father met your grandmother met your grandfather, whoever, whatever, all right, everything that you need. Because all of us have the it factor, but all of us have a different it factor. Some of us are musically inclined. Some of us are mathematically inclined. Some of us are socially inclined. Some of us are just downright no good. But we still got the it.